Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing previous shiur. Today is the Yortzeit of Hagaon Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik. So we started the Sefer Igros HaGrid, Igros Moran HaGrid HaLevi, the letters of Rav Soloveitchik. And we spoke about the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah, about the lovesick man who said he can only live if he speaks to this girl, and the rabbis forbade him from doing so. So on the next shtickle in the sefer, that was from his, not from a letter, but from his ksavim. And the reason it was brought in the sefer, as is noted by the editors in a footnote, is because it leads into the next shtickle. Mashenistapik doidi hagoin. So this is a letter that Rav Soloveitchik wrote to his uncle, the Gaon Rav Menachem Krakovsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the author of the Avodas HaMelech and the Rambam. Mashenistapik doidi hagoin amiti b'shitas haRambam b'dina dav Zrayu. So in the Avodas HaMelech, he writes on the Rambam that says that b'chol misrapim, that yirlada u'misrap m'chol yisulim shebetorah, you're allowed to get healing from any Isser in the Torah if one's life is in danger, except for Arayas Gerash Vichstamina with Zara. So in his commentary to Yisodei HaTorah, the Baal HaBayis HaMelech, the Rav Soloveitchik's uncle, writes, V'lo hiskei Rabbeinu idoch memra. Rabbi Yankov b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. There's another member in the Gemara. There's one member in the Gemara. This is Pesachim 25a. So it's gishmak to learn Pesachim on Pesach. So it's always gishmak to learn Pesachim, but specifically on Pesach. So the Rambam doesn't mention the other member of Rabbi Yankov b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the b'chol misrap m'chutz mi'atzi asherah. That you're allowed to be misrape from anything except for an eitz asherah, which is an eitz that was planted for avodah zarah, or next to an avodah zarah. It's an avodah zarah related tree. So you're now to be misrape from that tree. So the Rambam doesn't mention that mimer, even though the other Rishonim do. So what's up with that, as they say today? If the Rambam holds, like those who say that even Avizrayu, even the accessories, are included in the primary prohibitions, so this is included then in Avodah Zarah. When the Rambam says that you're not allowed to be misrape by Avodah Zarah, that includes the Eitz HaSheirah. And if he holds that it's dafka the three averus and not of Israel, v'yisvirelei the dafka gimel averus of Israel, he neyevshir atzei asherah ba'olin stam ein iser. And if he holds the dafka gimel averus and not of Israel, maybe in a case of atzei asherah ba'olin stam, then there's no iser because it's included in of Israel. And he's referring apparently to the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, Yedale Dalit, that it says that not only when the doctor says, bring me an olin shel asherah plainis, bring me the leaves of a certain asherah, that it's mechzi kamanda moida, but it looks like you're being moida this avodah zarah. But even if he says havli olin shel ilan ploni stam, he just says bring me the trees from any tree, bring me the leaves of any tree, and he finds that out of an asher, it's also yarg vayavir. It doesn't look like he's being moida. There's something special about this tree. Still, it's yarg vayavir. It's maybe the Rambam doesn't hold that that atzei asherah ba'olim stam is going to be mutter, and the memela the Rambam doesn't mention this memra. Akopanim, that's the discussion of the great Rav Krakovsky. What's pshat? Why does the Rambam not mention the Asherah? Either because it's Av Yisrael, and it's included in Avodah Zarah, or in the Yisrael of Avodah Zarah, or it's not Avizrayu, or it's Avizrayu and it's not included. Never the Rambam didn't mention it because it's mutter. So on this, Rav Soloveitchik writes, "Hinei be'emes mishekvar hayom." So my uncle was wondering about this din of Avizrayu. Mishekvar hayom imeineni mevin es kol hach din ad Avizrayu. For a long time already, I don't understand this din of Avizrayu, this din of accessories to the three primary cardinal sins. Da behalacha shel kiddush Hashem nemru isurim shel avodah zara gili arayos v'shvichus damim. Because in this din of kiddush Hashem, there is surim of avodah zara gili arayos v'shvichus damim v'hach Avizrayu shana donim alav. And this accessory that we're talking about, Mamanavshach. Im havyan cheftzu maisa avera shal avoyde zara v'gile arayis v'chadoyme, im kein ein ze avizrayu. V'im lo yavyan cheftzu shal esar avoyde zara, im kein mao hachtina shal avizrayu. Farshteinisht. If avizrayu is included in the primary cardinal sin, it's not avizrayu. It's the cardinal sin. And if it's not, then what's there to talk about? It's not avoyde zara. Then why should it be asur? In other words, how do you categorize, and brisk there, or for how in categorizing, how do you categorize this of Avizrayu? I don't get it. If it's included in the primary issur, so then it's the primary issur. And if it's not included in the primary issur, then why is it asur? So what's this din of Avizrayu? V'lachein nira, deleka klal din miyuchad bifnei atzmoi da Avizrayu. There's no such special din of Avizrayu. Ela delechiyuv kiddush Hashem loy b'inon aveiro sheyesh b'chiyuv misa. Va'af im einu chayev misa litzur zeh mikol mokum im avei cheftze shel aveiro shel avoyde zara v'gilei arayus v'shvichus damim chayev lehoreg k'voin chibuk v'nishuk d'avoyde zara yishar avodos b'divrei kovod shelo k'derech avoydoso. Af de'einu chayev misa al zeh. So it would appear that there is no special din, independent din of Avizrayu, but rather, for the chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem, we don't need an aveiro that has the death penalty attached to it. And even if a person is not chayiv misa for this iser, nevertheless, if it is a chevtze shel aveira of avodah zara gili arayus v'shvichus damim, then he has to be killed. Even if there's no chiyuv misa. But if it's a kelashon brisk, a cheftza shel aveira, this aveira smells of gili arayos shvichus damim avodah zara, even if strictly speaking he's not going to be killed for it, nevertheless he has to be killed, yahorik v'yavol. Included in that is chibuk v'nishuk d'avodah zara, hugging and kissing idols, or other avoidas, that you give honor to the avoidas zara, but it's not the way of serving the avoidas zara. That even though he's not chayiv misa, like we find in the Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchos Akum Halacha Vav, Sanhedrin, based on Sanhedrin Daf Tzamech, but nevertheless, with regard to the etzem or isur, have a cheftze shel isurim shel avoidas zara. This is a cheftze of avoidas zara. No, it's not a chiyuv misa of avodah zara when he hugs and kisses his getchke, his idol, his pesel, but it's still a chetzav. He's not chayiv misa. It's a chetzav in isra avodah zara, and he's chayiv limsor it's atzmai. And therefore, he has to give himself over and die. V'nei kol amokor shel avizrayu mi'asugi de sanhedrin daf ayin hei. The mevur hasim legabei echad shenosav einov beisha the yahorig val yavu v'nogel esug yezu kvar kasafti b'chedushay toira zemikvar the chol hachdine hu hayro ashoa mehaloch the beizin makin vo inshem lefitzorich sho ve'alkein eshmitu atur v'ashulchan orchadin ze. So, with regard to the primary iser of avodah zara, Avizrayu is a cheftz of the Yisra of Avodah Zara. As we'd ask, what is Avizrayu? What is this? What is this strange bird? The answer is, it is that iser. It's just there's no chiyuv misa for it. But yet, one still has to die because it's a chefs of these isurim. The source of Avizrayu is the Sugya in Sanhedrin. That there was a man who got lovesick for a woman, and he said, either I speak to her or I die. Either I sleep with her or I die. I speak to her or die. And they said, die. Yaharik Valyar, it's Avizrayu. So this whole din, as we discussed in the previous shir, is a heroas shame Allah de Bezin Makin Vahishim Lufitzer Hashoy. Because Beis Din has the right to Lefi Tzorach HaShoah, they have the right to punish Shelo Lefi Adin. And here, B'Shev, even Ladoros, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch hold that it was a temporary measure. But the Rambam holds it was Lodoros, and they're allowed to do that because it's passive. Sheva al tasa, don't speak to her. So this is a Chefetz Arayus. There's no Chiyuv Misa for it. But still, it's a Chefetz Arayus, and therefore Beis Din is allowed to paskin, and they did, that the person should die. Es ha-sugya duchutz me'atzei ha-sheiro keivan deleka klal din miyuchot bifnei atzmo yishal av-Yisrael. Ve'im anu boim lodun al-machayovim limsor as-nafsham ve'alma lo ha-ikr tolui im avei chefze shel isurim shel hani gimel averoiz o yisur bifnei atzmo. Aval din ze, aval din shel av-Yisrael lo ne'amar klal. So this din that you're allowed to be misrape with anything but these atzei ha-sheiros, we have to explain that we're talking about a case that the Maisa HaRipui is through service. And the issue is not the Isser Hana from what is a sacrifice to Avodah Zarah or what is a covering for Avodah Zarah. Because there, if that was the issue, Hana Shel Tekroiva, so Tzipui, then what? Then the din would be like other isurim, that it's nitche mipnei pikuach nefesh. And therefore, the Rambam omitted the sugi of chutz me'atze asheira, because there is no special din of Avizrayu. And if we're discussing when one is obligated to give up one's life, and when one is not obligated to give up his life, the ikr depends if it is a chefetz of one of the three gimel averus or it's an independent iser. But there's no such bird, really, as Avizrayu. Again, Avizrayu, the Gemara says Avizrayu. But that's because it's classified as one of the gimel averus. It's a chefetz of one of the gimel averus. And the Rambam is holding that Atzei Asher is not. And the Rambam is holding that Atzei Asheira, excuse me, is. It is one of the, when the Rambam says that you're not allowed to be Misrape Avodah Zarah, that includes Atzei Asheira, and the Rambam doesn't specify, but single out Atzei Asheira, because that is in the category of Avodah Zarah. And Atzei Asheira is an Avodah Zarah tree, and the person is doing a Maise Ripui through Avoda, so that's automatically classified as Avodah Zarah. That is now a chevtzev of avodah zarah. An issue is not hana from tikroves, from what sacrifice to avodah zarah, or tzipui avodah, it's covering avodah zarah, the covering of avodah zarah. That's pashto for pikuach nefesh. Says the Rambam, not believe atzei asher is asur, atzei asher is asur, like the open gemara in Pesachim Chav Hei. But it's included in the Yisra of avodah zarah. It's talking about the tziur is that a person's misrape, the way the person gets healing, is through some type of avodah. Okay, moving right along, the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Vov, you can spend literally a lifetime going through the last prakam of the of Yisodei HaTorah, of right, the beginning is already, you're up in the stars, but once you get to the middle and the end, you can be there forever. Akoponim, it says here in Halacha Vav, Kiyin Shem Rabo Intin Kachom Rechaloim. Just like by Ones, so too by Machle, that it says about Ones, that you have to give up your life rather than be over on the big three, so too by illness. So, you're allowed to heal yourself with everything except for the big three. The guy's about to die, do whatever you can to save him, except for the big three averus. Gil arayis, shvichus dom, and avoid the zorah. Vim ovar v'nisrape oin shim oisoi beizdin oinesh haro uiloi. And if he was oiver and he was misrape, then beizdin gives him the punishment that is befitting of him. So he gets punished. If he was misrape with one of the gimel averus, with gilei arayis, he got healing through Gilei Arayis, Shvichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Ad kan midivrei Harambam. And on that, Rav Krakovsky comments, Dibur HaMaschil, Vim Ovar, V'nisrape, Oin Shino Yisei Bezin, Oin Yisharoi Loi, Rav Yisenu Achroinim Niskashu Tuva, Shedvorim Soisrum Lema Shekosev Baloch HaDalid, Dim Ovar V'loi Nerag, Ein Oin Shino Yisei Bezin. The Rambam Soisrum Sosar Mishnosoi, the Rambam in Perek Hei Haloch HaDalid, writes that if he was oiver and he wasn't Nerag when he was supposed to be Nerag, he was supposed to be killed for one of the big three, but he declined to do so and he instead opted to save his life, well, he doesn't get punished. A medal we don't give him, a monument we don't give him, but punishment, punished he's not. And here, when he was misrape, when he healed himself because of with one of the big three because of the onus of illness, the Rambam says he does get punished. So why in Halacha Dalid does the Rambam say he doesn't get punished, and in Halacha Vav the Rambam says that he does get punished? That's a stira that many Achronim deal with. I often like to note, to give the best Maram Mokum that includes so many Maram Mokum, is the Halacha Brura website, where they have just on every single Rambam and all of Mishneh Torah an endless list of Maram Mekoymus. It's just half labor fella pile plos. And then if you add that on to what we have today with computers and you just do a search, you can just a person who likes the Rambam is like a, you know, is like a candy addict in a candy store and a drug addict in a drug store. It's mamish half labor fella pile plos. Since he's ones, so we don't punish him. And yet here in Halacha Vav, he's also ones. He's sick. And yet we do punish him. So the Achronim are omid on that kasha. Vayein pri chodosh mil keves ha-mishno chem deshloimoi. Vine das Achronim, the bavus de teretzis, the shiny hosom, the ha-akum oinsoi lavo, ma she'en kein hocha, שאין אוינס לעבור, אלא שהוא מסרפי על ידי זה, ואין זה אוינס. אני לא, זה חילוק. The חילוק is when the goy forces you to be over on the iser, so then you're forced, so it's not your iser, you're not so guilty because he forced you. But here, he chose to do it, he's sick, but he chose to be over this iser to save himself, he wasn't forced by a person to do the Yisr. He just decided that he wants the refuah. So there he's punished. But if he's forced by the guy, he's not punished. So on this, Chof Soloveitchik writes, Chiluka bein hecha de akum oinsoi lavo, de hecha de misrap, le hecha de misrap al yidei ze, loy ovin de maishna. I don't get the chiluk. In other words, he gets it, but he doesn't like it. Obviously, we understand the chiluk. The chiluk is that in one case, he's forced by a person. In this case, he's not forced by anybody. He's just choosing to do it. But at the end of the day, he's doing it al tzonas. He doesn't want to do this aveiru. He wants this. His life is in danger. This is the only way to save his life. So mali that he wants to save his life from a scary guy with a lot of tattoos and a leather motorcycle jacket grinding an axe. And Mali that he wants to save his life from an illness. In both cases, he's saving his life. V'arei gam b'chol avinot ha-lomus ve'ein lo yirafua elai deze gam kein avi b'chlal onus. That's all yichet and einus. That's eichet, like the Litvish should say. That's eichet and einus. And einus. Because they don't say onus, they teire. I always like to quote that Moran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Hutner Zatzal, had a taiva mishune, and that was to get Rav Aaron Kotler to say the word Taylor with such relish. That was what he liked it. I love that. To get Rav Aaron Kotler to say the word Taylor. In any event, so I don't understand. It's also onus. V'rei gam b'akum rak she'ela shel oy misenu ol yavo. By a goy also. Either he'll kill you, or you do the avera. Here also, you have an onus. Either you're going to die or do the avera. Maishna. So this chiluk that so many achronim say over is not... a lot of times you have something that everybody says, and you just think about it, and you say, is that really mechalik? Does that really work? The Avodas HaMelech continues, and he writes, V'nir lahaspir oid al pi adin bebovakame daf samech. The osur lahatzil atzmoi b'momen chaveiro. You're not allowed to save your life with your friend's mula, with your friend's money. And the Rosh there writes that be'emes you're allowed to. Because ein lecha dovol she'oimed bifnei pikuach nefesh. You just have to pay. And in Choshen Mishpot and Simon Shin Pei Ches, there's a chiluk. If the oines, in other words, if the anas is threatening the guy and he gives his friends money, then he has to pay. But if the anas comes, if the guy comes because he wants his friend's money, either give me your friend's money or I'll kill you, then he gives it, he's putter. But if he comes, give me money or I'll kill you, or your money and I'll kill you, and he gives his friends money, then he's chayiv. So that's the chiluk that we see in the Shulchan Aruch. So continues the Vaidus HaMelech, V'im Ovar V'loi Ne'erag Del El, Harei Bo Alav Ha'oines B'Shvil HaToyro. If somebody was over, and he wasn't Nerag, where the guy said, I do this Avera, I'll kill you. So the Oines is for the sake of the Torah. Because Oin Sin Oisoi Lavor Al Din Torah. Because they're forcing him to be over on Din Torah. And he opts to do so. And therefore it's very good that if he's over and he isn't killed, maybe you should say he's pater. Why? Because it's coming for something else, for the Torah. In other words, the Anas is coming with the Kavan of the Torah. I want you to be over on the Torah. He's not coming for this person's life. He's coming for the Torah. He wants him to be over on the Torah. And the male, if he's over, he's pater from being punished. Just like when he says, I'm coming for Yanam's money. I want the other guy's money. And he gives him the other guy's money. He's pater because he's not coming for him and his life. He's coming for the other guy. Someone else. By refuah, it's coming at him. In other words, here, it's like it's parallel to the case of where the guy says, give me your money. I want you. Your money or your life. So here, it's your, your being misrape with Avodah Zarah or your life. It's on the person himself. So there he's punished. You see, the onus is a mitzad the Torah. It's mitzad himself. So that's the chiluk, and he writes, he likes it. He says, v'hu yasho. This is a straight-thinking chiluk. That there's a difference between where the onus is coming because of you or because of a different party. If the onus is because of you, if you are the subject of the onus, then you're chayiv. If a different party is subject to the onus, and then you're just trying to save yourself, then you're putter. So if it's the Torah that's the person wants you to be over on and you save yourself, you're putter. And if it's the other guy's the other guy's money that he wants, that's the onus is because the other guy's money, also putter. But if it's your he's if he wants, when it comes to the illness, this guy's sick, so the onus is on himself. And then he saves himself, that's no good. Just like if the Anas comes for your money, you're the subject of the Anas. And then he saves himself by giving someone else's money, there he's going to be chayiv to pay. So that's the comparison made by the Avodas HaMelech. And this Rav Soloveitchik relates to this, and he writes as follows, V'araya she'vesa mimatzil atzmoy memomen chaveroi, it depends. There's a distinction when we talk about the case of saving yourself with your friend's money. Whether the oinus is coming for yourself, then you have to pay. And in a case where the oinus is coming for your friend, where you don't have to pay. Apparently, this is not relating to the, this doesn't have anything to do with the din of onus rachmana patri. Dachu din shenemra biyisurin. Vasim hu din miyuchad v'noigeya l'chiyuv tashlumin. Zeh yesh po irbuv tchumim. Tchumin. There is a mixture of two unrelated halachic categories over here. And that is that when it comes to Oines, we have a rule, Oines, Rachmana Patre. And one is Oines, he doesn't have Vera bonus, he's Pater. And we say it doesn't apply to the big three. But that's the general rule of Oines, Rachmana Patre, and then apparently it would apply to the big three according to the Rambam if he's not going to be getting the punishment even when it comes to the big three, meaning when it comes to the big three, one has to die. But if he doesn't, then Oines, Rachmana Patre. And yet when it comes to an illness, so we don't say Anatzok Manapachi for whatever reason. But that's a tchum of Oynes Rechman Apatshe. And there, it's a din miyuchad binogei l'chiv tashlum, and there it's a, that has to do with payment, whether or not you're obligated to pay. And what is the logic behind this distinction? V'yisoy d'achilu kosam hu. The foundation of the distinction in that case, in the monetary case, of where they're coming for your money versus where they're coming for Yanim's money. When the Ines is for your friend's money, that's not called saving yourself with your friend's money. The hamamain ika olav din roideif. The money has a law of a roideif. Kama shkasav Rambam perkes mechov mazek latesvav b'sfina shuchpar alei masa. Right, if you have a ship that's gonna sink, so you're allowed to throw stuff off because the stuff on the ship, the money on the ship, the suitcases on the ship is a roideif. So if he's coming for Yanim's money, for Jerry's money, sorry, Jerry, he's coming for Jerry's money, so this Jerry's money is a roideif. So you're allowed to be matzil atzmo with this roideif. The guy's a roideif. You're allowed to liquidate the roideif. So here it's the roideif is the money. Jerry's money is the roideif. So he's allowed to give him the money. V'im kein urak din shel roideif hamatir. So there it's a roideif. The other guy's money is a roideif. It's a roideif for you. When he's coming for your money, so what are you giving the other guy's money for? The other guy's money is not being roideif for you. Your money is. So there you have to pay. But if it's the other guy's money, the other guy's money is a roideif. Whereas when it comes here, we're talking about Einis Rechman Apatri. He's Einis, he should be patur from punishment. Vein's a shaykh l'ocha. So that mamanis case is not shaykh to this case. The Baal of Eidus HaMelech continues, and he says, "Va'emes nira dechayli lo mikor enis klal." Lingin say, "Chayli is not an oinus." Ugoch nefesh shayir rachman alav mishum l'stad oinusu. And the bikoch nefesh that we're matir is not because it's an oinus. Shrei gam mitzvika, gam acherim l'vuchiyab l'fukoch nefesh. Because when a person is sick, the bikoch nefesh is not because it's an oinus; it's a mitzvah. And other people are also obligated to save the person. The Gemara says, from here we see that a rofa, a doctor, has rishus to heal. So you see that it's harei deloy mikri oynes. It's not called an oynes, because if it was really an oynes, you wouldn't need a pasuk. Why would you need a pasuk? You would just be able to do it on your own. So it must be that it's not considered an illness. That illness is not considered an illness, and therefore you can't compare the illness case in halacha vav with the being threatened by the goy case in halacha dalet. Ad kan midivrei hadoid. V'hinei hanephew. Halavai that we should speak with our uncles in learning like this. You want to bring a raya from rapa yirape, that you need rishus to be merape, you need rishus to heal. Otherwise, it would be aser. So you see, it's not called an oines, because if it was called an oines, then you wouldn't need rishus. Lo avinich varshteinish. The din oines eino matir shel isurim. The din oines doesn't permit isurim. When somebody does something because of ones, that doesn't make the act permitted. V'gam ma'isa avera be'ones have isur v'cheftze shel avera. And even an avera, an act of an avera that's done under coercion, is also an isur and a cheftze shel avera. V'rak depater me'oinshin migzeras hakosuv devlanar loisas adav. When the girl's raped, she's not punished, not her fault. So it's a patur me'on shim, but it's still a chefza v'naveira. She didn't do anything wrong, can't punish her. But it's still a chefza v'naveira. It's still a forbidden act. She just couldn't help it. She's patura. But it's still a chefza v'naveira, and onus a chefza shel aveira. V'im kein, since we've established that a maisa done mitoich onus is still a chefza v'aveira. Even though one could argue, some achronim learn that an act done by oinus, so the act is menutak from the person, is detached from the person since it was done by oinus. It's not his act. There's a big arichus, achronim, Yosef Engel, a lot of talk about that. Akoponim, Yerov Soloveitchik says no. It's not. It's still a maisa aveira. V'imkein haya osu l'rapo isav hecha du anus. And therefore, it would be usur. To be merape, it would be usur to heal, even in an instance where the person is honest, because it's still a maisa aveira. Uba'inan heter miyuchad. And that's why we need a special heter. So it is onus. Onus isn't matir asurim. So when a person's sick, it's considered onus, and you still need a heter. The Avodas HaMelech says, listen, if it was onus, you wouldn't need a heter. And the Rav responds, yes, you would. If you want to make it not usur, then you need a heter. Just the fact that it's onus, that's not matir the yisurin. Onus isn't matir yisurin. So even if illness is an oines, it's still aser. And that's why you need it. It's still aser to heal. And that's why you need a special het there. Despite the fact that it's oines. Yeah, of course illness is oines. And therefore you can't distinguish between the two cases of alachadal and alachavav. That when it comes to illness, it's not an oines. Yeah, it's an oines. Just like alachadal, it is an oines when the guy is forcing you. And don't say from the fact that there's a het there, it means that it's not an oinus. If it were an oinus, then it would be mutter without the special het there in the pasuk. No. It's an oinus, and oinus is in matir isurin. And that's why you need the het there. But it is oinus. Then what do you need a het there for? Then what bechlal do you need a heter for? It's pikuch nefesh. Let pikuch nefesh be mendoche the sister. Rabbi, it's not about avoid desire. It's so bechlal. But you have rishus to be merape. What do you need rishus to be merape for? It's a famous question. Well, what do you need rishus to be merape for? If it's pikuch nefesh is doiche, the iser. Whatever iser there may be. So it must be talking about where there's no sakana. If there's a sakana, it's pikuach nefesh, in al maladaber. Of course you're allowed to be merape. And this is giving you rishus to be merape, even if it's not a sakana. And what do you need rishus to be merape for? Some say theologically, God gave you the illness, what are you messing around? There are people who believe that. They're Christians, a group of Christians, they believe that. Got it from Hashem. Stick with it. Don't go to no doctors. If Hashem gave it to you, he'll take it away. But the Rav writes, this whole heter of rapo yirape is only with regard to the chiyuv ripui legabe choyvel. It's only mutter b'makom pikuach nefesh, then he wouldn't be chayav in ripui. In other words, Reuven injured Shimon, so why should Reuven have to pay for Shimon if Shimon's life isn't in danger? But now that the Torah was The Torah was Matir Ripui, so now Shimon has to pay. So this whole din is a din in a person to his friend. Why? What's the Verapo Yerape? It's telling us this Rishus L'Raipe L'Rapos in order to tell us that now, since you're allowed to have Rafua, so Memela, Ruvain is chayav to pay Shimon for injuring him. But again, so soft, there's no chilik between Halacha Dal and Halacha Vav. They're both onus. So why then is there a punishment on Halacha Vav and not Halacha Dal? And concludes the Rav in parentheses, V'ikor ha'chiluk bein oynes l'pikuach nefesh, eino rak mishum t'pikuach nefesh, chayiv l'avor. Ela de'oynes lo havei shum matir al ha'isurim ve'aver nisheres b'toikba. The primary distinction between oynes and pikuach nefesh is not only that pikuach nefesh you have to do it, and oynes there's no matir on the iser, and the aver is still an avera. You have to be over. By onus, there's no matir on isurin. The avera is still an avera. Pikuach nefesh is a matir. That's an important distinction. Onus is not a matir. Onus just means there's no punishment. Pikuach nefesh is a matir. When you have a din to save me, din pikuach nefesh, that's a matir, that's a mitzvah. And therefore, there's no avera. But when one does an avera al tzoynes, it's still an avera. The avera is still there. Not matir is surim, just he's not punished. But pikuach nefesh, it's a matir. Okay. So this is very, so this is the Ginyanim. And there is just a sea of material on these Rambams. So I hope that we're able to continue. Both continue in the Igros of Moran Grida Levi, and to continue learning these Zinyanim of Pikuach Nefesh, which are so chashuv and so fascinating and illuminating. Okay, thank you so much for listening. It was gevaldik. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.